Hello, gang, and welcome back to the Weird and Wacky Podcast. I'm your host, Joey the Lad, and here's this week's freak show.
What do you mean
you don't want to go on a date with me?
Let's go, Alphas!
Who is she to speak to me? This week, we're learning about Insular Labium, an island off the coast of East Africa, previously with a different title and different leadership. This once insignificant island is causing quite the stir in headlines today. I am joined with Professor Edward Vere of Oxford University, an expert in evolution and women. Hello, Professor.
Hello, Joseph. Might I start by just mentioning I have my PhD in gender relations, specialising specifically in the evolution of gender, not women, as you so eloquently put.
Hey, man, it's Joey, mate.
What? I see. My apologies. I'd still like to emphasise I'm not an expert in the field of women, specifically.
I don't think any of us are, mate. Damn! But what you are an expert on is this new island, Insular Labium. Can you tell us a bit about this place and what makes it so weird?
Well, yes. So its recent renaming to Insular Labium is not yet officially recognised by most countries since its declaration last month. In fact, some countries are choosing to remove the island from mainstream maps due to the controversial nature of its running.
Yeah, and why is that? I know most listeners will have been keeping up with the news, but give us the exact timeline. Why did this tiny island blow up our news feed so suddenly?
Originally, I would say the world first started showing interest about 6 months ago, when the genocide was fully underway. But the story of this island goes back far beyond this. The actual origins of its change started more likely over 100 years ago, when the island was taken over by a new general leader.
Yeah, but the...
You see, the island had been dictatorship-led for the majority of its history. And this new leader had a lot of harsh rulings put in place, particularly damaging for women.
What? No group trips to the bathroom allowed?
Brother,
Well, not quite. It's important to note, as an underdeveloped state, there are limited records of what exactly transpired on this island. But we can make educated guesses based on what we do know. For example, women's time allowed outside was restricted. The laws around rape and assault were basically made non-existent. Their rights to own property or to material items were completely stripped.
And they didn't like that, I'm guessing.
Well, no.
And what did they do?
Well, it's not really about what they did, but what evolution did for them.
Same thing.
Well, no, not really. Women could be executed for any number of things, like infertility, homosexual relations, protest. Some, however, were exiled rather than executed, and these women were sent to the opposite end of the island. Now, these areas they were sent to were lacking modern shelter, agricultural tools, but most importantly, males to mate with.
Here we go. This is where it gets juicy, lads. Damn!
Right. Yes. So, while exiled, these outcasted groups of women soon found they had the ability to reproduce, having not had relations with a man.
They're lost then.
Oh my God!
Is it true that this part of the island they'd been sent to had a curse on it?
Well, obviously that's not the case, Joseph. As I mentioned, this is the power of evolution, and I'm not a professor of curses and spirits, am I? No, what happened was these women had evolved to reproduce in a parthenogenic manner. Now, what this means is they had actually, in fact...
It's Joey?
Pardon?
It's Joey, not Joseph. Joey the Lad. Come on, Eddie, call me Joey, OK?
Edward is fine. Now, as I was saying, parthenogenesis is a form of asexual reproduction where a fetus develops from a female gamete, without the need of a male gamete. For listeners without a scientific background, these were effectively making children without the need for male intervention.
Fuck!
It's rather impressive.
But then, why did their bodies decide to do that? Bit of a waste of a body, right? Damn!
Well, this is the most interesting part. For most species that can already reproduce parthenogenically, they only do so when they lack a male mate. It's an evolutionary tactic to ensure the continuation of a species until a male mate can be found. For example, Komodo dragons can reproduce sexually with a male mate or asexually in one's absence. Another egg will actually fertilise the current egg, creating a clone of the mother.
Are we sure some girl didn't just f*** a Komodo dragon and absorb its sex habits?
Yes, we are quite sure.
And obviously, we know what came next. But go on, give us the dirt.
Well, I wouldn't call it dirt exactly. After discovering they no longer needed men in an evolutionary sense, they populated their edge of the island with women. Eventually, they had formed a colony solely of clones of the original outcasts. In seeing this, the majority population became quite fearful of takeover and preemptively attacked the female colony.
As you would.
Oh my God!
However, you remember, these were all women who had been exiled by these same men now fearing them. They had already anticipated an attack, knowing the sort of male leaders dictating their isle. They were shockingly well prepared.
They were f***ing murderers!
Well, there was indeed bloodshed. They annihilated the army against them, but did not stop there. Fearing this attack would not be the last, there was a mass genocide of men on the island. We believe around 84% of the population were killed.
Absolute massacre.
An unfortunate outcome for such an evolutionary feat.
And what now? What do we do about this island of girls? Doesn't sound as fun as my fantasies have been.
Well, the reason most species don't reproduce this way is because it isn't very adaptive. Reproducing with a partner mixes your genetic makeup, thus increasing the size of the offspring's genetic pool.
So sex with men is actually, like, better for, like, the kids then?
Well, yes. That is one way of putting it. As an example, let's say a woman's genetic makeup lacks a gene which protects her from a disease-causing microbe. If she mates with a man that does have that gene, the child will be more likely to survive an incoming disease due to his father's contribution. Now, say the woman reproduced asexually, the child would be lacking that preventative gene, just like her mother. She is much less likely to survive the disease, and thus the population would die out.
So some disease is going to take out all of these women then. An even bigger waste of bodies.
It could be a disease in theory, but it could also be any manner of things their genes are not suited to survive.
But what about all those men that were killed? Are they just going to get away with it?
At this point, we've not got any update from the surrounding countries or United Nations of any action to be taken. They currently don't actually allow men onto the island. All imports and exports are now handled entirely by women. It's actually forced some of their neighbouring countries to change their legislation on women's working rights.
You know, it's not enough they've ballsed up one island. Now they're going to take away men's jobs in other places too.
It's caused quite a stir, it's true. Some countries have banned visitors from the island for fear they might influence the women of their nation.
It's contagious!
Evolution is not contagious, no.
Just another one of those foreign diseases then, eh? I don't need to start reminding girls how good I am in bed, eh? Hey? Hey?
Well, this is an interesting concept, actually. You see, when the Komodo dragon is in heat, but unable to find a mate, this induces a stress response, which in turn causes the asexual reproduction. We theorise that this is what occurred on Insular Labium. There is a running theory that, under the correct stress conditions, any population of women might have the same capacity.
No, no way. So what, we have to start giving foot rubs to every woman we see to stop them from killing us? No way.
Well, that's not quite.
But how do you prevent it? I mean, you're on the team that's going to prevent that from happening to us, right? You must have a vaccine or something?
Well, not quite.
Come on, man, give us something.
Well, the majority of my work has focused on the male of the species. And in the field in general, most studies focus on the male species. There is a lot of evidence in the field on, well, women. Furthermore, since only women can attend the island, we haven't actually been able to gain access to it to conduct any official studies.
So you don't have any women scientists who can go?
The faculty is currently recruiting, of course. Yes.
So all you have so far is some dragon and a genocide.
Well, we have been working very hard on the theories we've got so far. This is far beyond the normal scope of human studies.
Listen here, Eddie. It's been great having you on. We are now out of time, unfortunately. Thank you so much for coming down. You heard it here, boys. If your girl says she's stressed out, she's one step away from genociding you, me, and all the lads. Best watch out. Next week, we'll be interviewing pickup artist expert Andrew Piggins, who'll be teaching us how to tell which girls are on the rag just by the way they walk. See you lads then. Can't believe I got arrested again.
Feeling the pump, lads.